Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Ban on worship and home Bible studies now faces a legal challenge in California. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. Well, Liberty Counsel filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry against California Governor Gavin Newsom and his unconstitutional COVID-19 orders. These orders began in various increments, Holly, but one of them began recently banning all singing and chanting across the state. Then, a few days after that, banned all religious in-person worship, which includes in-home Bible studies and fellowships, even in your own private home, if you're having that home Bible study or fellowship with anybody outside of the people who live in that home. This is unbelievable, and these are clearly unconstitutional.
Oh, absolutely. If you go on our press release, you see a list. I mean, it's like every day, every few days, he's bringing out a new order, you know, cracking down on something else, particularly about worship. But yet you can also see the pictures of the mass groups of protesters. In one of them, there's 100,000 people all smashed together. And he's encouraging that, saying, God bless you, keep it up. You have no right to be harassed. But yet he's harassing churchgoers and saying, I'm sorry, you can't even worship inside. And I'm also going to limit what you do outside in worship.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have a 90-page complaint that we filed in federal court in the Los Angeles, California area. We represent Harvest Rock Church, which is in Pasadena, but also Harvest International Ministry. And that ministry is a worldwide ministry, has about 65,000 affiliate churches and religious organizations around the world, but in California, 162. And they're located all over the state, 162. So we represent 162 plus churches when you add in Harvest Rock Church itself throughout the state of California. And there's two different kinds of orders that are in play right now that are very restrictive on religious worship. One, there is a monitoring list called the County Monitoring List. And there's 30-plus counties that are on that list. Additional counties can be added. If you're on that county monitoring list, which already includes about 80% of the population of California, those counties are banned from any in-person worship, no in-person worship in any of the churches. And that includes home Bible studies and fellowship. And in fact, their order and their Q&A FAQs that they have on the website are very clear that if you have more than one household coming together in a single space, then you cannot worship at all. That means you can't invite your neighbor or your friend over for a Bible study in your own private home. Completely banned. This is absolutely unbelievable that this would happen in America. Outside of those 30-plus counties, in the remaining counties, you can have limited worship service, but you cannot sing or chant. That not only includes in your church, but also in your home. So if, again, in your private home, outside of those 30-plus counties, if you have people over to your house, you cannot have a praise and worship song.
Right. Let's look at the website here for a second. Under the question, are gatherings permitted? It states, state public health directives prohibit professional, social, and community gatherings. Gatherings are defined as meetings or other events that bring together persons from multiple households at the same time for a shared or group experience in a single room, space, or place. So what you referred to earlier as far as even having a home Bible study, that's not allowed. However, it does say crowds and limited physical distancing increase the risk for COVID. But if you attended a protest, remember that confidential free testing is available. So there's an exception there if you're attending a protest. But yet, to the question, can I attend church? It states indoor services and places of worship must be discontinued.
Yeah. And it says, when it's asked the question about, what about my religious freedom? It says, it's restricted. Right. And but what is not restricted? And it's exactly what you said, that you can get your confidential test. You don't have to tell them that you're even at a protest. In fact, they probably don't even want to know. But you also are encouraged to continue protesting, because you look at what we put in this complaint, and there are multiple statements that we have in the complaint by Governor Gavin Newsom, May 31, June 1, June 6, right up to the time of July as well, where he is encouraging people to gather in these protests. And in Los Angeles, we actually have photographs of 100,000 people. These are reported by the media, but we have the visual, and it is a very, very large group. These people are packed in the streets like sardines, mm-hmm. shoulder to shoulder. Some are wearing masks, some are not. They're singing, they're chanting, they're gathered together for a while, and he's encouraging them. He says, keep doing it. He says, we need to hear from you. He says, protesters have the right to not be harassed. Protesters have the right to protest peacefully. Protesters have the right to do so without being arrested. He says, he continued to encourage them to meet. He says, in fact, thank you. God bless you. Keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, and back to this website, you know, we answered the questions earlier. Here's another one. Can I engage in political protest gatherings? Yes. Although in-person protests present public health concerns, in particular, activities like chanting, shouting, singing, and group recitation negate the strongly recommended that those exercising their right to engage in political expression. So, yes, that is encouraged. However, the chanting and singing and all that are not allowed in places of worship.
They're not. Well, yeah, you have a good portion, 20% of California. No singing and chanting. You can meet, but limited numbers. No singing and chanting, but you can't have any singing and chanting.
In certain counties.
Yeah, and that's about 20% mm-hmm. of the population. No singing and chanting. It was the 100% until you got even a more restrictive order that came in, and now you got 30-plus counties,
right.
No worship service at all, let alone singing and chanting. You can't even get together to worship.
And he limits even the outdoor worship services.
Yeah, he even limits the outdoor worship. But you can, he said, well, you know, yes, you can engage in protest. You know, if you sing and chant, that does increase the risk. So remember that, but he's not stopping.
But don't give up your right to protest.
And he's encouraging them to do that.
And we'll give you free testing.
So there's not two First Amendments, one for the protesters and one for people of faith to gather in places of worship. There's just not. In fact, if you look at protest versus houses of worship, the protests have the First Amendment right to free speech and peaceable assembly to redress their government, no doubt about that. But people that are gathering together for worship, they also have those same rights, right? But they also have, in addition to that, the free exercise of religion that other businesses and these protesters wouldn't have, and also the prohibition that government cannot establish a religion. And what does it do when it tells you that certain parts of your worship are not permitted? You know, the Bible has many passages, both Old and New Testament, about singing and lifting your voice to the Lord. And how can the government come in and say, but that particular aspect of your worship service is banned? The Bible also has passages about don't forsake the assembly of yourself together. The Greek word ekklesia is to be called out, to assemble. The Greek word for synagogue, synagoge, that is to assemble. Hebrews 10 says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. The Bible also talks about gathering together to anoint, to lay hands on the sick, and they will be healed. You can't do that if everything is only online. Jesus is very communal. Mm-hmm. And you see that in terms of how he associated with people. He was frequently involved in dinners with them, so much that he got criticized for having too many dinners with the people of different levels of society. But he did that because he loves to be with people. And so the government is saying, but you can't gather, you can't sing, you can't even begin to worship. That is an establishment of religion. The government has no right to do that. So that's why we have filed this federal lawsuit. Continue to keep us in prayer. A week from today, the governor will have to respond to our lawsuit. Stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Pray for the ministry. Support Liberty Counsel. And you can sign up for one or more of our emails right there at lc.org. Hit the subscribe button to sign up.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.